Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. We've been looking at the life of Ruth and Boaz. And in Ruth chapter 3, verses 11 to 13, it says, "And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman. And now, it is true that I am a redeemer. Yet there is a Redeemer nearer than I. Remain tonight and in the morning. If he will redeem you, good. Let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. Lie down until morning." Boaz had been checking out what it would take to redeem Ruth. He knew that there was one other person in line before he was able to take Ruth as his wife, and he wanted to ensure that all things were done correctly. Boaz was going to fight for the opportunity to care for Ruth. How often do we notice a need and put ourselves in a position to meet that need? So many times we think that our resources, our assets, our talents, our abilities are really to be used for our purposes. But what if all the resources that we have are things that have been entrusted to us to be used for the kingdom work? What would it look like then? Perhaps like what Boaz was doing. As Ruth lay at his feet the rest of the night, I'm sure her mind was racing. There had to be a great tragedy in her life and many hard decisions, yet tonight, God seemed to be rewarding her decision by positioning her to be cared for by a man of tremendous integrity and resource. I'd love to know what she was thinking about. Perhaps she was just praising God for his tremendous provision. Because I find that those who do what's right in life don't think that's a big deal. They don't need to be rewarded all the time for doing what's right. They don't need to be patted on the back or given special certificates for doing what's right, because doing what's right should be what's expected of people. Responsible people do what's right, not what's wrong. And Ruth was a responsible woman who was rewarded for doing what's right. In fact, her great-grandson eventually was David. And we know who came in the line of David. Ruth was somebody who is a great example in the Bible of looking out for other people, using her time, her talents, her resources to care for other people. And eventually, she was rewarded by God for her faithfulness. We too need to be responsible with all the resources God has given to us. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.